This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannat Baba. The chemistry between people on a dance floor and the DJ mixing for them is not something to take lightly. The DJ is like a combination of artist, entertainer, and performer, taking the crowd on a musical journey.
When you see the energy that's being created by the performer on stage, I think that permeates into the dance floor in a very, very strong way.
That's Atish Mehta. By day, he's a computer programmer in Silicon Valley. But in his free time, he becomes DJ Atish, mixing what he calls
melodic deep house. I, as like most artists, hate categorizing what they listen to, but this is the closest approximation of what I could call it.
DJ Atish recently spoke with KALW's Martina Castro about how he approaches his art. Here's his story in this latest installment of Bay Area Beats.
I think just like a good song, a good mix is something that you can just like easily like emotionally connect to and just kind of associate with and feel and have it at your disposal whenever you need to either get in that mood or have that mix kind of be the one that understands your mood.
I knew just what it had to be when I heard you say what you said to me every day.
Somewhere in high school, I started listening to dance music, like a lot of what was big at the time, like Prodigy, Orbital, Aphex Twin, and that stuff. So then on to college, just kind of had a guitar there, didn't really do that much. And then after I graduated, I played in a band in LA, and that was fun. And then the whole dance music thing like really turned on when I moved to San Francisco. And a good friend of mine who I actually made music with in high school, Mark Slee, he lived here, so we kind of reunited. And he was a DJ, and he was really into the dance music thing, and he was taking me to parties, and I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. Like, I have to know more about this. In general, to me, the art form is kind of, you feel a room, and then you decide what track you want to play on the fly. Or if you're going somewhere with something, you kind of have a path that you want to create to get to a certain sound. There's two ways to put together a mix. Many DJs like sitting down at their turntables, hitting record, and doing the whole thing live in one shot. And that's a very romantic notion. It's you capture, you know, the energy of what it might feel like and all those things. But for me, I'll spend hours going over it and over it, trying to perfect every single transition, every EQ, everything. I'll listen to it on my computer speakers, I'll listen to it on my studio speakers, I'll listen to it in the car on the way to work, on headphones, inside, outside. I'll just listen to it in many different zones for two reasons. One, to see if I get bored of it by the 10th listen, and two, just to kind of see what kind of mood this is appropriate for. Then usually if I'm on, you know, my 8th, 9th, or 10th listen and I don't want to throw it out the window, then probably the listeners won't want to either. When I was just starting DJing and I was at a festival in Miami, and I was talking to this, he's a very world famous DJ, Craig Richards, and I was talking to him after a party, and we were just talking about like what is art, you know, kind of a typical type of intoxicated conversation you'll get into, and what is art, and what he told me kind of stuck with me and still does. He says anything can be an art, it's just the way you approach it. And he says someone who mows their lawn, that person who mows his lawn might just be mowing his lawn, but if you approach it and you pay attention to the details and you have a plan and you think about the influences, the way other people mow their lawn, and you just put love into it, mowing your lawn, an everyday boring thing, that can be an art. The artist me is like a real like core representation of the real me. I mean, I feel most comfortable when I'm in front of a lot of people judging me. And I can just be myself and I can do my stupid dance moves and, you know, I can just be around my friends, and that's like, I think like when my core comes out. I mean, I don't usually wear like women's clothing. I don't know, but it happens sometimes when I'm DJing. I just feel comfortable with myself, and I feel the most confident when I'm behind the decks. I had these dance floor moments sometime where I'm just like getting in a groove. I'm not even thinking about the music. And then an hour later, I'll be like, how the hell did we get here musically? Like, what did the DJ do? Like, I was just in a zone. Like, how did this happen? And that's like mastery of the art form, where you can just take someone from one place to another without you even noticing it. And a lot of that goes back to like the mixed transitions. If you have really smooth transitions, you can take them from one place to another, and they're not getting bored because you're going on that journey. And that's what I go for. We'll be right back.